Hi, this is Jim Menick. Not that I think you terrifically care about all the gory details about what goes on in a tab room, but there may be some people who do, in fact, care about what goes on in a tab room in a both technical and just general sense. So what I was thinking of doing, and if you're not interested, don't really bother to listen past this introduction, what I thought I would do is look at the Yale tournament this year, 2007, pretty much from the beginning of putting it together on the back end. The first thing that happens, of course, is that people enter all their data into tabroom.com. Tabroom Online is another name for it. This is a program created by Chris Palmer that is used by the Massachusetts Forensic League, the New York State Forensic League, recently the Mid-Hudson League. I've started using this for our local tournaments and some college tournaments like Yale. It's pretty much the equivalent of the joy of tournaments. But unlike the joy of tournaments, it's free. And it is sort of personal. It's really Chris's program. I don't know too much about the joy of tournaments. The moment I found out it wasn't free, I really quickly lost interest in it. I do my own tournament, which is Bump, with just my own spreadsheets. I handle it myself. I'm used to doing it that way, and even though I had thought about once upon a time looking into Joy of Tournaments, I figured, well, I'm doing fine the way I am, and I don't really need this. This year, Chris did offer that I could put Bump into tabroom.com, and I sort of shied away from it. The reason I shied away from it was because this year's tournament has new divisions, a lot of things to work out. And I wasn't really ready yet to automate it. I may never be ready to automate it. But that's beside the point. Yale is automated by tabroom.com. Now, Tabroom collects all the data you put in, you know, the name of your school and the name of the students and who's going to judge and so forth and so on. And it all goes into this system. It's just a database. And the database means that all the information is stored in various fields. One of the things you can do when you get access to the data from the back end is simply export it. What I'm able to do is take all the data and export it into an Excel spreadsheet. Now, I could, if I were so inclined, export it into a form that would be immediately accessible by the latest version of the TRPC software. TRPC is the Tabroom software, the tabulation software by Rich Edwards, the latest version. I unfortunately, or fortunately, or peculiarly, or whatever, don't really like the new version. I have had problems with it. I have seen when there are multiple divisions, and this has happened more than once, that the data from one division sort of creeps into another division. And in various tab rooms I've been in, either I found out about this when I was announcing the awards and I was giving a novice a varsity award or something like that, or simply seen in that we've had to stop everything in a tournament and go back and just readjust all the data. Now, you don't do this too many times before you say to yourself, no, I don't really want to do this again. If you have a tournament that has simply one division, the new version of TRPC works fine. But if you have multiple divisions, it was handled differently in the previous version, and I have never had a problem with the previous version. It lacks some bells and whistles, but it works. It too is free. The new version is free. They're both free. Why wouldn't I take the one I like better? No big deal. The problem, of course, is that Chris's program, tabroom.com, is exporting the data into the new version. And he and I have actually communicated in the past about seeing if we could export it into the older version, and it's a lot of time and effort that, well, it'd be nice, but, you know, who has all that much time? He has other things to do. I have other things to do. I looked at the data. He looked at the data. It's easier said than done. Anyhow, so what I'm able to do, on the other hand, is port it over into an Excel spreadsheet. Now, one thing that I am really good at is Excel. So when I port the data over into the Excel spreadsheet, I put it into my master spreadsheet that I use for all my tournaments, like the Mid-Hudson League, well, then Bump and CFLs, everything I do. And this spreadsheet, simply put, takes information and puts it in a form that allows me to simply copy and paste it into TRPC, the good version of TRPC, the one I like. In other words, I enter the school, I enter the kid's name, and my little piece of Excel does the rest. Usually, in fact, I copy and paste the name of the school, copy and paste the name of the students, and Excel does the rest. In the case of tabroom.com, in the case of Yale, I export the data, open that exported CSV file into Excel, and then simply arrange the columns to the format of my little spreadsheet that does all the concatenation, so that if I know that someone is from the Bronx High School of Science and their name is Joe Blow, my little concatenator turns it into Bronx Science JB. And then I'm able to go into my software and simply copy and paste. Bronx Science JB, Joe Blow, Bronx Science, blah, 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 blah. It's a boring process, and there's 160 varsity debaters in Yale and 160 or so JV debaters, so it's boring and rather time-consuming. But nonetheless, it's a lot easier than actually typing all this information. So tonight is Monday night. The tournament registration closes tomorrow, but realistically, there aren't going to be that many changes between now and then, and there's just so many hours in the day, so if I can get the information in earlier rather than later, what I'll do on Wednesday and Friday when I get to the tournament is just double-check and see if there are any changes from what I have, and I'll make those changes in the TRPC program. So that's where we stand now. And as I say, it's Monday night, and I'm sitting here. A few minutes ago, I was listening to The Monkees. I won't explain why I was listening to The Monkees as compared to listening to, I don't know, something other than The Monkees. But The Monkees came on, and it's the last train to Clarksville. And I was, no. And that's fine. That's good music for copying and pasting. There is other music that may not be so good for copying and pasting. I mean, we all have our own copy and paste kind of music. Anyhow, I really do like the system that I've arranged, and what I'll do is I will put some copy of this Excel programming into the show notes. I love saying that. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and people are always putting stuff into the show notes. So I'll put something onto the podcast page so that you can actually take a look at what this spreadsheet looks like, what this page looks like, so that you can, if you're so inclined, access it yourself. As I say, it's really good for shortcutting the inputting of data into TRPC, regardless of where you get the data from. And if you get the data from something like tabroom.com or any other database, it makes it as efficient as it can conceivably be. Copying it over into TRPC is a very straightforward process. The first thing you do is enter in all the school names, copy and paste all the school names. I go into Excel and I simply go down the list and copy and paste. And then I go over and I enter the contestants' names, and that's where I am right now. And I took a break to record this, but essentially I am up to, let's see, I'm up to number 54 in the JV, and that took maybe half an hour. So it took me half an hour to set up the program and enter 54 contestants with all their codes. And as I say, all the codes are correct, and everybody is where they ought to be. I challenge anyone, short of having the program pick it up automatically, as in put it into the new version of TRPC, I challenge anybody to do it that quickly. And as I say, if I were running a tournament with one division, which I hardly ever do, but I do it occasionally, one division, no problem. Multiple divisions, sailors take warning or whatever. I have not uploaded yet the latest version. Usually there's a new version every year or so of the software. I have not uploaded the new version, possibly because there's really not a good way to test it except to run a tournament. And since I have software that works and runs tournaments perfectly, I'm very reluctant to run a tournament with, well, in this particular case, 320 contestants, plus all their judges and coaches and hangers-on and myrmidons and whatever, and run the risk of it not working, of it crashing on me. I don't want all those people sitting around waiting, nor do I want to be the one that has to re-enter all the data. By the way, speaking of re-entering the data, I will run the tournament on a flash drive. The reason I will do this is because if I do have any issues with hardware, I can simply pull out the flash drive and plug it into the next computer. But of course, I will back up onto multiple computers. I will be bringing with me both my Macintosh, which I can run PC software on, and my Dell PC, so that then Dell will be the master computer, but we will have little Elvis, which is the name of the Apple, as a backup. So I will have multiple opportunities not to screw this up, but if the worst happens, we are fine. If the flash drive were to die. I've never had a flash drive die. I've got it backed up on my hard drive of the computer. If the computer dies, I have it on the flash drive. We're set for anything. As I say, 320 contestants. I think there's something like 120, 130 judges, and all their assorted heirs and assignees. We don't need a meltdown. If there is a meltdown, it'll be a new kind of meltdown. And I will report it to you when it comes. So that's it for now. As I say, I just wanted to get you started, let you understand what it is that I do at that technical back-end level. I may have other things that are a little less technical as we go forward. I mean, a little of this goes a long way. I copy, I paste. After a while, you say, well, he's copying and pasting. I don't have to hear about this anymore. So I will keep that part of it to a minimum. Anyhow, this is Monday night, the day before the tournament closes, and the next time I check in will probably be tomorrow or Wednesday afternoon, and let you know how it's going.